just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Time for the Crazy Jay Show.
The Crazy Jay Show.
On RadioVegas.rocks.
Well, why not start the show off with a request? That one going out to Jennifer M. of Raleigh, North Carolina. Not only did she get a nice request and a shout out, but she sent your boy a t-shirt. Yeah. All the ladies know what I like. So thank you very much, Jennifer M., for the t-shirt. Yes, it is time for the Crazy Jay Show, which means only one thing. 2 hours of obscurity. It's not just full of novelty music, but it's probably full of music you haven't heard or songs you haven't heard in a long time or versions of songs and songs that will definitely make you go, what the hell was that? So today, we're going to take a look at the worst records ever recorded. Now, there's 1,000 of these songs, and there's 1,000 of lists that you can do your research from. I didn't get them all from one list. I went through several lists and picked out what I thought were the most interesting of songs. Now, if you come up with one yourself and you don't think I have it, go ahead and hit me up, Jay. @RadioVegas.rocks. That is Jay @RadioVegas.rocks. You can follow me on Twitter @CrazyJ44, or maybe we're friends on Facebook. You can hit me up there. You can even visit RadioVegas.rocks, and we have a chat room there. I do forget about it from time to time, but if you go there, you can hit me up there and tell me what you think of the show, or maybe make your request there. Or while you're there, just click on the right hand side of the screen. There's a little tab that says leave a voicemail comment. You can make a request there. That's like an instant request, and it's going to bump you to the front of the line. Well, we did have that request from the Rendells, Marching Hop, for Jennifer M. out there in North Carolina. Before we get into some obscure stuff that you may or may not have heard, which are the worst songs ever recorded, we've got another one for you from outer space. It's Marvin, I Love You. This is The Crazy Jay Show.
Getting old and a bit rusty, and nobody liked him. One day, being very bored, he thought it would be a good idea to tidy up all his old programs in his dusty old data bank. There were tapes in there he hadn't played for years. checking them through, he accidentally pushed a wrong button and suddenly he heard...
Marvin, I love you. Marvin, I love you.
Well, he was sure he hadn't heard that ever before. He wasn't even sure he'd heard it that time, because being a bored and gloomy robot, he hadn't really been listening. What was worse, he couldn't remember what button he'd accidentally pressed. Anyway, he tried a few switches at random and suddenly... about it. Who was singing these strange words? Was it another robot or some strange life form from the distant past when he was a young robot and people still made the occasional attempt to like him? He couldn't make it out at all, so he pushed a few buttons again. He could play it whenever he wanted, think about what he'd miss, and live miserably ever after.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy right there with Marvin, I Love You. It is the Crazy J Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to start taking a look at some records, the worst records ever recorded. And one of those on the list I will not be playing, I'll spare you from it, is American Pie by Don McLean. However, just a few days ago, we did celebrate National Star Wars Day. That's right, May the 4th be with you. Here's Weird Al, everybody.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas, the Net Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the Force, they say. Do you see him hitting on the 14, yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Well, I know he built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go. And we were broke, it's true. So we made a wager or two. Ooh, he was a prepubescent flying ace. And the minute Jabba started off that race, well, I knew who would win first place. It was our boy. We started singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up, and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking. The battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul, and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Her name was Leia. She was a princess with a Danish on each ear and Darth Vader drawing near. So R2-D2 found Ben Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
He'd have to put the Death Star plans into the Rebellion's hands. So Luke and Obi-Wan had to get to Alderaan. So they stopped into Mos Eisley to have a drink with Han at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsecs wide there with Chewbacca. He was a the Millennium Falcon, docking bay 94.
94.
Stormtroopers at the door with a flash of Ben's lightsaber. Now there's an arm on the floor at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen at the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
His name was Yoda. He was a Muppet. Darth Vader was so bad. And by the way, he's Luke's dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Luke has had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine at the Star Wars Cantina? The weirdest creatures you've ever seen at the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
The Force will be with you. Always.
I'm going to stop right there because I can play Star Wars songs all day long. That, of course, is Star Wars Cantina, and we had Weird Al Yankovic in there with The Saga Begins. You are listening to The Crazy J Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We are live. This is Radio Vegas .rocks, and also on this week that we got to take a look real quick. We're just going to play you one. It's going to play you one really quick one in honor of Cinco de Mayo. Here's John Man Moser.
Good to me. She looked like Pamela Lee after 9 Coronas. I began to kiss her. Undid her zipper. She looked like Claudia Schiffer after 9 Coronas. When I met her at the bar, she said she was like Baywatch. When she got into my car, she looked a lot like Sasquatch.
Live long and prosper.
But she was Courtney Cox after 9 Coronas. We were hot with passion. We were matching because she looked like Jennifer Aniston after 9 Coronas. Late into the night, I rode her like a Harley in the strong candlelight. She looked like Chris Farley. Bow, wow, 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 wow. 9 Coronas. She was fat and stinky. And kinda sticky, but she looked like Christie Brinkley after 9 Coronas. She looked like Pee Wee Herman.
That's my name, don't wear it out.
But she was Uma Thurman after 9 Coronas. In our 23rd position, I think I got whiplash. She was really vicious, except for her mustache. Bow, wow, 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 wow.
Hey, hey, hey.
A way to go. She looked like Lisa Kudrow after 9 Coronas. She was no Cindy Crawford. Cindy Crawford, nothing run to Cindy Crawford after 9 Coronas. Open up another bottle. I started drinking more beer so I can wake up next to Heather Locklear. Yeah, 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 yeah. 9 Coronas. 9 Coronas. 9 Coronas.
Killerspam.com.
Stay tuned. Damn it. The Crazy J Show continues following these brief messages.
You could take an energy drink and become like Bob.
Oh, wow, man. I don't know what I'm doing. There's so many things going on. It's so crazy. It's happening so fast. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is crazy. I was just hearing about it. I was just looking too much drink. I should have some coffee, maybe.
Don't be like Bob. Drink Zip Fizz.
Zip Fizz and Zip Fizz accessories sold separately.
What the hell are Zip Fizz accessories?
Zip Fizz accessories are water. Your water. Water from a canteen. Bottled water. You choose the water. It's your water. Not our water. Your water. Our Zip Fizz, your water. Bob, on the other hand, will be sold to the next person that comes in here and makes a decent offer.
Oh, man, I really wish I'd taken a Zip Fizz instead, man. Where's the Zip Fizz?
The healthy energy mix, Zip Fizz!
All right, Ma, I got the strip and dip chicken for tonight.
You picked up strippers?
I didn't get any strippers, Mom. I got strip and dip chicken.
Oh, Bobby, I gave you money for chicken.
Here's your change. I got strip and dip chicken.
Did you get enough chicken for your new stripper friends?
Yes, I got enough chicken for my stripper friends.
Oh, that's a good, you're good boy, Bobby.
Strip and Dip Chicken, 873 South Rainbow Boulevard in the Home Depot Plaza.
You like live music? What about classic cars and good food? What if you could enjoy all three for free? Join Finley Chevrolet, Vegas 44, and RadioVegas.rocks, May 12th through the 14th. For the Multicultural Food and Arts Festival happening at the Silverton Casino. Admission to the festival is free. Come and enjoy the Finley Classic Car Show. Live entertainment provided by the Rockin' Comedy Show. A high school drumline battle. Community talent show. Giveaways. And lots more. Proceeds benefit community outreach and childhood development programs. This one is for the local. Join us for the Multicultural Food and Arts Festival, May 12th through the 14th at the Silverton Casino. Come out and see what Vegas has to offer. For more information, call 702-982-4043 or find us on Facebook.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
And a good morrow to you, fine sir.
Dude, why are you talking like that?
Like what?
All weird. Are you drunk already?
No, but a matter of fact, hey, bartender, give me another shot.
Ah, what a wicked day to have such a fine taste flow over thine lips.
Like that? I mean, what are you drinking?
It's called vodka, Mario.
You know, I'm not really a big fan of vodka.
What an abhorrent way to speak of such a fine libation, you bull's pizzle stockfish.
Did you just call me a stockfish? How many of those have you had?
Just a couple, dude.
You want to get another one?
To drink or not to drink? That is a question that is silly and shall be answered simply by my actions of ordering yet another Shakespeare vodka, if you don't mind.
Oh, Shakespeare vodka. Okay, that makes a little more sense.
A pox upon thee, sir, if thou dost not try this beautiful liquid.
All right, I'll give it a try.
What do you think?
Ah, refreshing. Tis a taste that steals the sun from the sky, my fine laddie. I beg another Shakespeare vodka from thee.
Shakespeare vodka. For more information, go to shakespearevodka.com.
Welcome back to the Crazy J Show.
The Crazy J Show.
On RadioVegas.rocks.
Dragon,
coming through my jungle? Who is coming through my jungle?
Weeks ago on this program, I played you that song, and that's what inspired today's segment from 1968. That is the Turtles, and something that was dubbed one of the worst songs ever recorded. That is Umbasa, the Dragon. So we've got some songs like that, and maybe some you've heard, maybe some you haven't heard. When I was going through the list, like I said online, there's several lists of people's opinions of what are the worst songs ever recorded. Some of them were surprising. Some of them I didn't understand it, but maybe you will. Maybe you'll agree. Maybe you'll disagree. It'll be interesting to see what kind of feedback I get. But I want to get started with a song from the Rolling Stones. That's right. The Rolling Stones are on the list as one of the worst. This particular song, one of the worst songs ever recorded. Here they are with a song called Emotional Rescue.
Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
She's your adolescent dream, schoolboy stuff, a sticky sweet romance. And she makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. While you're squeezing her, you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. So you call her on the phone to talk about the teachers that you hate. And she says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late. Time is right, 'cause you've heard she's pretty fast, and you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight. So you start to make your play, 'cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness. She's sitting on your face.
It hurts.
Good girls don't. Good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. Good girls don't. Good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. But I do. But I do.
That's The Knack. They made the list twice. We'll have another song by them later on, but that is Girl, Good Girls Don't. And ahead of that, The Rolling Stones with Emotional Rescue. You're listening to The Crazy J Show and our look today at the worst songs ever recorded. Here's one you might recognize. It's Napoleon the 14th.
I've lived in apartments, I've lived in a home. I've traveled in trailers when I used to roam. But now in these places you won't catch me dead, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone bugs me, I climb mental stairs. Way up to a level where astronauts tread, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. It's your tiny nothing, I couldn't care less. I don't rush for buses and trains are a mess. There's no one to care for, I don't make a bed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm living, I'm nobody's slave. My head's above water, so don't make a wave. There's no door to lock and no dog to be fed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. So why should I move when the neighborhood's right? No taxes to pay and no landlord to fight. Now I call this living once more, as I've said, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. Now you keep keep your ulcers, your ills, and what's new. You sure couldn't have them and live like I do. You think I have problems, but you do instead, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I live with two people, I like both of them. He likes both of me, and I like both of him. They're my alter egos, and through them I'm wed, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. There's no civil status in my neighborhood. It's that kind of thinking that keeps it so good. I don't take the lead, but I like to be led, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. So why should I move when the neighborhood is home? No tax will do pay, and no I want to roam. Now I will miss living once more as I get, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. Now you want your answer, your worries, your cares. You sure couldn't have them, I'm like I dare. You think I have level where I do not dead, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I live with new people, I like most of them. I like both of me, and I like both of them. They're my alter egos, I don't them, I'm wed, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm led, and I'm my neighbor's wave. My pets are like waters, I don't make a wave. I don't talk a lot, but I like to be led, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. And so why did I move when I lived in a home? I traveled in trailers when I used to roam. Now I'm always living, you more than I get, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone has it, I climb in my stairs. Way up I will level where astronauts fed, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. If your time is nothing, I wouldn't kill them. I don't run for money, and I lay down on them. If no one's there, or I don't make a bed, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm living, I'm my body's way. My head's above water, so don't make a way. I don't talk too much, but I like to be fed, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head.
Was another payday. I was tired of being a Mr. Goodbar. So when I saw Ms. Hershey standing behind the powerhouse on the corner of Clark and Fifth Avenue, I whipped out my whopper and whispered, "Hey, sweetheart, how'd you like to crunch on my big hunk for $1 million bar? She immediately went down on my Tootsie Roll, and you know, it was like pure almond joy. I couldn't help but grab her delicious mounds, cause it was easy to see that this little Twix had the red hots. It was all I could do to hold back a snicker and a crackle as my butterfinger went up her tight little Kit Kat and she started to scream, "Oh, Henry! Oh, Henry!" Soon she was fondling my Peter Paul and Zagnuts, and I knew it wouldn't be long before I blew my milk duds clear to Mars and gave her a taste of the old Milky Way. She asked if I was into M&M's. I said, "Hey, chiclet, no kinky stuff." I said, "Look, you little Reese Piece, don't be a zero, be a lifesaver." Why don't you just take my whatchamacallit and slip it up your bitter honey? Ooh, what a piece of juicy fruit she was, too. She screamed, "Oh, Cracker Jack, you're better than the Three Musketeers!" as I rammed my ding-dong up her rocky road and into her peanut butter cup. Well, I was giving it to her good and plenty when all of a sudden, my starburst. Yes, luck would have it, she started to grow a bit chunky and complain of a wriggly in her stomach. Sure enough, 9 months later, out popped a baby Ruth.
Sticky Fingers, and their recording of Candy Wrapper. We had The Crusher in there by the Novas, and Napoleon the 14th with I Live in a Split-Level Head. You're listening to The Crazy J Show. We are live right here on RadioVegas.rocks. Today we're taking a look at the worst songs ever recorded. Through multiple lists, of course, you may or may not agree with all of them. Some of them I like, and maybe that's just the years of the mental abuse that I put on my brain. We're going to play you one more before we go into a break. Surprisingly, Barnes & Barnes had two songs on the list. Neither one of them, Fish Heads. No, but we do have this one. Here's Boogie Woogie Amputee.
I love to dance with Egg Lake Sue. She got one, and I got two. I told her to save the dance for me, the Boogie Woogie Amputee. We're gonna hop, swing, jump. I shake my hips, she shakes her stump. Yeah. La la la, we are who? Disco, disco, big way still. Ah! Oh, Susie, baby, if you please, let me give your stump a squeeze. It turns me on that empty knee, a boogie woogie amputee.
Here we go.
We're gonna hop, swing, jump. I shake my hips, she shakes her stump. Yeah. Sha la la la, we are ooh. Disco, disco, big legs too. To shame.
You got style, you got charms.
Aren't you glad you got both arms?
You're gonna use them tonight.
We're gonna hop, swing, jump. I shake my hips, she shakes her stump. Yeah! Sha la la la, we are disco, disco, take way through.
Have more of the Crazy J Show following these brief messages.
Did you get one of those easy-sounding merchant cash advances? You know, maybe you got $25,000 or more to grow your business, and now they're sucking you dry and absorbing a large portion of your cash flow and profits. If your merchant cash advances are affecting your business, call First Colonial now to put a stop to it. Immediately. We specialize in reducing your high-interest merchant cash advance loans. Our expert debt negotiators may be able to settle your merchant cash advance for a fraction of what you owe. In some cases, we can settle your merchant cash advance for 30 to 40 cents on the dollar. If you have one or more merchant cash advances, call now to learn how to reduce them to a fraction of what you owe and keep more of your business cash flow every month. Call now. 800-287-1755. 800-287-1755. Do not put this off. Call now. 800-287-1755. 800-287-1755.
The Multicultural Food and Arts Festival, May 12th to the 14th, at the Silverton Casino and Lodge, Las Vegas. Admission is free, featuring Finley's Chevrolet Classic Car Show, Crazy J's Rockin' Comedy Show, a community-wide talent show, high school drum battle, giveaways, and so much more. And admission is free. The Multicultural Food and Arts Festival, May 12th to the 14th, at Silverton Casino and Lodge, Las Vegas. Brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, Vegas 44 Marketing and Advertising, Crazy J's Rockin' Comedy Show, and RadioVegas.rocks.
I don't know. Why don't you just try doggy style or something? This doesn't usually happen.
All right, John, bend over. I think I got something that's going to make this a little bit easier.
Spunk Lube. Anyone can use it. Spunklube.com.
Hey, Bugsy. You hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4933. 800-590-4933, 800-590-4933, that's 800-590-4933.
Welcome back to the Crazy J Show. On RadioVegas.rocks.
You better sit down, kids. I'll tell you why, kids. You might not understand, kids, but give it a try, kids. Now, how should I put this? I've got something to say. Your mother is staying, but I'm going away. No, we're not mad, kids, and it's hard to say why. Your mother and I, kids, don't see eye to eye. Say your prayers before you go to bed. Make sure you get yourself to school on time. I know you'll do the things your mother asks. You're gonna need your muscles to stay in line. Keep in mind, your mother's gonna need your help a whole lot more than she ever did before. No more fights over little things, 'cause I won't be here to stop them anymore. I know you don't want this, and neither do we. But sometimes things happen that we can't foresee. Now try to be calm, kids, and don't look so sad. Just 'cause I am leaving, I'll still be your dad. Just remember I love you, and though I'm not here, just call if you need me, and I'll always be near. Say your prayers before you go to bed. Make sure you get yourself to school on time. I know you'll do the
things your mother asks. You're gonna need your muscles to stay in line. Keep in mind, your mother's gonna need your help a whole lot more than she ever did before. Number five's over little things, 'cause I won't be there to stop them anymore.
From 1967, a song called You Better Sit Down, Kids, by Cher. That is on the list of one of the worst songs ever recorded. Can you believe this one actually made the list? That's right, Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy did appear on the list of one of the worst songs ever recorded. How about this one?
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married several times before. And everyone was an Henry. Wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the eighth I am. Henry the eighth I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth I am. A Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth I am. H-E-N-R-Y.
Know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life. Then
Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader. And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. I miss her oh so much. Can't live without her touch.
It's been many months now since that fateful night. And you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried. But I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang pay dirt.
John Travolta, pretty movie making ladies, boy. I don't tease up no cute kind of pencil thin mustache and tweak out my brows and nose hairs. I gotta kiss her like a rhino. They give me room at the toughest bars. I got veins in my face like a wino. Got lots of cuts and scars. See, I'm ugly. Talking hatchet face, puffy lip zit, squeezing offensive down from the seaman shoulders to the bashed up gutter cut knees, ugly. I got hair on my back like a war call, got head like a slab of beef, got teeth out my mouth like a bulldog, I got leathery gums underneath, I'm real ugly. Talking flat out, scare me a buzzard off a gut wagon. Down from the craggy chin to the callous covered athlete's feet, ugly. When I stomp through the park on a Sunday, mother's cover up a baby's eyes. When I crash on into the cafe, people choke on their cottage fries. Cause I'm ugly. I don't bother getting all decked out in no nifty continental suit. I don't bother dragging me no bristle brush across my unruly waxy hair. What's the use? You might be walking your delicate honey down a moonlit path one night. And watch her scunch up her dainty little baby doll face. Watch her bleached out hair turn white. That's me she's looking at. I ain't got no need for small talk. I ain't got no autograph house. No Valentine's jammed up my mailbox. No pesky friends around. See, I'm ugly. I'm talking hatchet face, puffy lips, zit squeezing, offensive. Down from the seaman's shoulders to the mashed up gutter cut knees, ugly.
It is the Crazy J Show. We are live. RadioVegas.rocks. We're looking at the worst songs ever recorded. That was Johnny Mesquite and a song called Ugly. So bad they recorded it twice. Yes, that's right. As a single, and then it showed up on a Rhino Records collection of worst songs ever recorded. We had I Want My Baby Back by Jimmy Cross in that set. And kicking that set off, Herman's Hermits with I'm Henry VIII. Yes, that's right. We're taking a look at really bad songs. They have been voted on several lists as the worst songs ever recorded. You may or may not agree with a lot of them, but they're on the list. And that's why we're sharing them with you today on the Crazy J Show. As you know, lately we've been playing some interesting tunes by Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim, actually on the list, probably for what you're thinking. Tiptoe Through the Tulips? No. But I happen to like this song by Tiny Tim, and I do believe it is a cover, but I like Tiny Tim's version of the song. Here is Ever Since You Told Me That You Loved Me. It is the Crazy J Show right here on RadioVegas.rocks.
I've got to see a doctor, I've got to see a doctor, 'cause there's something wrong with me. What can it be? What can it be? I know it isn't indigestion, it isn't indigestion, it's just my poor old brain. It feels so queer since you are near, dear. Ever since you told me that you love me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Ever since you said those words, sweetheart, I'm a bug, I'm a bug. Can't sleep nights, can't even eat. Something's wrong with both my feet. I bump into people on the street like a fool, like a fool, like an awful fool. Ever since you said you'd like to kiss me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Darling, I'm as daffy as can be. Oh, can't you see? I lie awake all evening till the dawn begins to peep. The druggist gave me something, but I'm hanged if I can sleep. Ever since you told me that you love me. Ever since you said you'd like to kiss me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Darling, I'm as daffy as can be. Oh, can't you see? I lie awake all evening till the dawn begins to peep. The druggist gave me something, but I'm hanged if I can sleep. Ever since you told me that you love me.
We are taking a look at the worst records ever recorded. That on a list right there, Tiny Tim. Ever since you told me that you love me, I disagree. I don't think that's that bad of a song. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I've got a song I'm pretty sure Tom Seaborn's going to disagree with as being one of the worst songs ever recorded. In fact, he told me about it years ago. And I love this song. So it's coming up. So listen for that and much, much more. We're going to take a quick break, everybody, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We'll have more of the Crazy J Show following these brief messages.
Do you like live music? What about classic cars and good food? What if you could enjoy all three for free? Join Finley Chevrolet, Vegas 44, and RadioVegas.rocks May 12th through the 14th for the Multicultural Food and Arts Festival happening at the Silverton Casino. Admission to the festival is free. Come and enjoy the Finley Classic Car Show. Live entertainment provided by the Rockin' Comedy Show, a high school drumline battle, community talent show, giveaways, and lots more. Proceeds benefit community outreach and childhood development programs. This one is for the local. Join us for the Multicultural Food and Arts Festival, May 12th through the 14th at the Silverton Casino. Come out and see what Vegas has to offer. For more information, call 702-982-4043 or find us on Facebook.
Hey, Mario, I was thinking about going over to Naked City Pizza tonight for dinner.
You know, I heard about that place. It's pretty good. Everything's made fresh there, right?
Yeah, dude. They make the cheese there. They make the sauce. The sausage is hand-rolled. Dude, it's awesome there.
Hey, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. And you know what? The first round's on me.
Hey, everybody. This is Bobby Massey with The Rockin' Comedy Show. Just reminding you to head over to Naked City Pizza every Wednesday night for our Naked City Comedy Open Mic Night. Sign-ups at 8:30 p.m. Showtime's at 9, 3240 South Arville Street, just off Desert Inn, right next door to Moon
You Dog. Could take an energy drink and become like Bob.
Oh, wow, man. I don't know what I'm doing. There's so many things going on. It's so crazy. It's happening so fast. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I was just crazy. I was just hearing about it. I was just too much drinking. I should have some coffee. Maybe.
Don't be like Bob. Drink Zip Fizz.
Zip Fizz and Zip Fizz accessories sold separately.
What the hell are Zip Fizz accessories?
Zip Fizz accessories are water. Your water. Water from a canteen. Bottled water. You choose the water. It's your water. Not our water. Your water. Our Zip Fizz, your water. Bob, on the other hand, will be sold to the next person that comes in here and makes a decent offer.
Oh, man, I really wish I'd taken a Zip Fizz instead, man. Where's the Zip Fizz?
The healthy energy mix, Zip Fizz!
Welcome back to the Crazy J Show. On RadioVegas.rocks.
Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls, my name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anyone wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it.
Okay,
really,
Kinko.
Really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown.
We go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any room. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares.
Gee, I haven't had this much fun since Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap. But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws here, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI. But Kinko had some hiccups on, his eyes were full of tears.
Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, short eyes, get in that car.
Ooh, bye, boys and girls.
Bye.
Kinko really loves you boys and girls.
Really, really. That's Ogden Edsel on the list. Can you believe on the list of one of the worst songs ever recorded? Come on now. We can do better than that. Or should I say we can do worse than that? We've got some great songs coming up like this one here. I'm going to send out to Tom Seaborn. I was really surprised on several of the lists that I looked at. This showed up twice, this song. Is great. It's so good. We can play it all the time on the Crazy J Show because it's just that twisted. It sticks, everybody. Here they are with Don't Sit Down on the Plexiglass Toilet.
Close to the toilet, hold the lid up with one hand.
There it is. Don't Sit Down on the Plexiglass Toilet from Styx on the list of one of the worst songs ever recorded. And again, I have to disagree, but this next song, I'm pretty sure we can all agree that it's probably one of the worst songs ever recorded. In fact, the lead singer of the group herself said the song was so bad she didn't even want to record it. We're talking about Starship and their song, We Built This City. Here's a little taste.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bamba, listen to the radio.
That's enough. So we're taking a look today at some of the worst songs ever recorded. You can't argue with that if the lead singer of the song says, no, it's bad. We don't like that song. In fact, I don't even think she sings it. I'm pretty sure she doesn't appear in the video for it. She really wanted nothing to do with that song. As I said, I did research several lists of these worst songs ever recorded to get different views, different opinions, and the Beatles actually showed up on the list twice. One with Obla D, Obla Da, which I kind of agree with, but this one also.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool.
So that's another surprising one for me that showed up on the list. Hey Jude from 1968, the Beatles on our list today of the worst songs ever recorded. One that I definitely disagree with. Obla di obla da, that's questionable. I think that could actually make the list and I'd be okay with it. But right now, let's play something just god-awful, right? Because most of the ones I've recently played, we like. So let's do something really god-awful. Here is one that is definitely, probably, it's not number one. You're going to be surprised about number one, but it is definitely a song that is on the list of worst records ever made. Here's Gloria Balsam and her song Fluffy.
Where are you? First time I saw Fluffy.
we sailed on from Alaska on our way to Puget Sound. The skipper went aloft, he said he'd take a look around. When he came down, his face looked like he'd smelled an awful smell. And then he called all hands on deck, and we all heard him yell, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? I'll knock him for a loop, that silly nincompoop. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Then old second mate gets hoarse and says, what is this scuttlebutt? I think that I'll go up and look just for the halibut. But he came down and said, boys, this will be a smelly trip. Unless we find that halibut, we better burn the ship. Boy, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? My nose tells me it's there, but I've looked everywhere. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The cook said to the captain, sir, before I make the soup, if you have no objection, I'll go snoop around the poop. The cook was pale when he came down, he headed for his bunk. He says, I never knew a fish could outperform a skunk. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The whole darn crew was weak from this game of hide and seek. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Then up stepped Knut Knutsen, he is tougher than a boot. He says, I'll find that halibut, for my name is Knut. And 15 minutes later, he had found where it was stored, and 20 seagulls fainted when it roared. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? We never, never knew what the screwball in the crew. Who had hit the halibut on the poop deck?
Yorgi Yorgeson with Who Hid the Halibut on the Poop Deck? On our list of songs, worst songs ever recorded. From 1979, we had Gloria Balsam and her hit single called Fluffy. It is the Crazy J Show. I am your host, Crazy J, coming up at noon right after me, everybody. He's going to take you a trip around the moon, the dark side of the moon, talking about Gary Jackson. You don't want to miss that. And then coming up after him at 2 o'clock, it's my good friend Tom Seaborn with Tom Seaborn Classic Rock Rewind Show. And then after Tom, it's our brand new show, the 80s Retro Weekend Show with Mr. James Detz. So you want to check that out. It's going to be fantastic. It is RadioVegas.rocks. We're taking a look at some songs, bad songs, the worst songs ever recorded. This one was done in 1971, although it is considered one of the worst songs ever recorded, number two on a lot of people's list. It did chart. It did make it to number 23 out of Billboard's top 100, so it didn't do all that bad. It's a group called Think, and from 1971, this is their song called Once You Understand. Here we go.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier.
I'll be expecting you to get a haircut by Friday.
Forget it, Dad. That won't change anything.
Forget nothing. You'll do as I say as long as you're living in my house.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little
easier. He knows I'm not feeling well, and yet he doesn't take one second out to help his mother. His only concern is for himself.
Come on, Ma. What do you want from me?
Don't argue with your mother. Just shut up and listen.
But, Mom, all my friends will be there.
I said no, you can't go.
But why?
I don't want you in that neighborhood.
Why? What's wrong with that neighborhood?
I don't like the kind of people living there.
What's wrong with them?
Never mind. Someday you'll thank me.
Are you sure no one kept you company tonight while you were babysitting? What's that supposed to mean?
Just curious.
Admit it, Mom. You don't trust me.
Get a little easier
going now?
To my friend's house.
Don't you have things to do in the house? Don't you have any homework? Why don't you sit down and read a book?
Oh, Mom.
Don't oh, Mom. You're wasting your life away with foolish things.
What are you talking about? How about your bridge club and your ladies' groups and your parties and your daytime programs? What about all that?
That's different. Ma, I'll be home at 11.
You'd better be home at 10. Or don't bother to come home at all.
I was your age. I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, helping to pay for the food and the rent.
I don't understand. What's that got to do with me?
If you can't figure that out for yourself, you're stupid.
Hey, Dad, did you see my new guitar? I joined a group.
Son, there's a little bit more to life than joining a group, playing a guitar.
Yeah, Dad? What is there to life? Life.
Once you understand.
Life.
Things get a little life. Easier. Once you understand. Things get a little easier. Once you understand. Things get a little easier. Once you understand.
Mr. Cook?
Yes?
Do you have a son named Robert? Robert Cook, age 17?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
Dead? How?
He died of an overdose.
Oh, my God.
Things get a little easier once you understand.
From 1971, yeah, you didn't expect that at the end, did you? Once You Understand by Think. Again, charted at number 23 on the Billboard Top 100. Not a very good song. Let's get back into some more bad songs because we've only got about 30 minutes left, and I like spending every minute with you. Here's another really bad one for you. This is from a group called Edie and the Eggs. Edie Massey. She is the lead singer of this group. The song is called Big Girls Don't Cry.
You broke my heart and you made me cry. You hurt me when you were around. But now I'm back to let you know you'll never keep this big girl down. They don't cry. Who says they don't cry? My, oh my. I wonder why. I told my boy we'd have to break up. I thought that he would call my bluff. When he said to my surprise, big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry at night.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
Who says they don't cry? My heart and you made me cry. You hurt me when you were around. But now I'm back to let you know you'll never keep this big girl down.
Maybe I was cruel.
I was cruel.
Maybe
I'm a fool. You, my mama said, shame on you, you cried in bed. Shame on you, you told a lie. Big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
That's just an alibi.
Big girls don't cry. Big girls.
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. Bobby McFerrin and his song Don't Worry, Be Happy showed up on several lists that I checked into for one of the worst songs ever recorded. That's right. If it's a happy little tune, we don't like it. Again, you may or may disagree with these lists, and you can go online and do your own research and find out what's on there, but this definitely made the list. Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Ahead of that, we had Edie and the Eggs with Big Girls Don't Cry. Speaking of big girls and much, much more, we've got a few other songs to look at real quick. I told you earlier that the group The Knack made the list twice. Here's their second listed song, Baby Talks Dirty. So that's a look at the other Knack song that made the list. Again, I don't really agree with it. Here's one you might recognize. Back in the 80s, Tom Jones teamed up with the Art of Noise to bring you Kiss. That's right, the cover of Prince's song.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby. From dusk till dawn, you don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be.
So we had that one on the list. I agree. Not so good. Not one of Tom Jones's best, I'll tell you. Oh, well, we've got another one you might recognize that I do believe deserves to be on the list. Charlene and her song called I've Never Been to Me.
Hey, lady, you lady, cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother. Regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you'll never do, but I wish someone had to talk to me like I want to talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
So on our list of worst songs ever recorded, that's Charlene and I've Never Been to Me. You are listening to the Crazy J Show. We've got some more in here. This next song, very interesting. In a poll that was done several times, and most recently, the poll was done in 2006 on CNN, as this is their pick for the number one worst recorded song of all times. When it was released originally back in the day, it got a lot of backlash from feminists because of its portrayal over pregnancy. Here is a little look at Paul Anka's Having My Baby.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy and knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you.
So from 1974 on our list of the worst songs ever recorded, that is Paul Anka, Having My Baby. Very controversial back in the day. You're listening to the Crazy J Show. I knew I was going to have fun with this topic today, and I certainly hope you're enjoying the theme of it as well. Here's a song you might recognize from Melanie, who made our list of the worst songs ever recorded.
Past your window last night, I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates, you got a brand new key.
That's Melanie with Brand New Key. Now that is a pretty bad song, but she's got one that's even worse, and it made the list. She did a cover of the Rolling Stones song Ruby Tuesday. Here she is doing it for you now on the Crazy J Show.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter, 'cause it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. But such a cost. Oh, goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who is gonna hang?
All right, all right, all right. Right. That's enough of that. Ruby Tuesday by Melanie on our list of worst songs ever recorded. And that's got to be right up there, let me tell you. But it's still not as bad as this one. Here's the Shags. You might recognize this one. Probably not.
Oh, the rich people want what the poor people got, and the poor people want.
want what the rich people's got. And the skinny people want what the fat people's got. And the fat people want what the skinny people's got. You can never please anybody.
It's pretty bad, right? The Shags, the philosophy of the world. The fat people want what the skinny people got. And that's not even one of the worst songs. That's probably one of the worst albums ever to be recorded and never should have been recorded. You think I'm lying? Here's another song from him. It's equally as bad. Here's the Shags one more time. Sorry if you went out drinking last night and didn't have any hangover Joes and you're getting up and you're listening to this.
My pal's name is Footfoot. I never find him home. I go to...
Yeah, I think you get it. All right, well, one of my picks up, I think, one of the worst songs ever recorded. I don't like this song. I've never cared for this song. I think it is a stupid song. And every time I forget about this song... Guess what? Tom Seaborn plays it on his show, and it just drives me absolutely crazy. It's usually bathroom break time for me, somewhere I can walk away and get away from it. I hate this song. It never should have been recorded. Summer by War, that's all I'm going to give you. You can tune into the Tom Seaborn show later today. Chances are really good you're going to hear it. I hate that song. Oh, that's my pick. And I don't even, it's not even up for discussion. Worst song ever. Okay, let's continue. I've got a song right now I want you guys to try and figure out if you know who it is. There's a couple people listening right now. You might be able to figure it out because you're probably into the music and you can figure it out. I was very surprised to even find out this man had an album. I think he's got a couple. He's not known for singing, but this song was recorded back in the day. I believe it was 1963 when this song came out. Here is a song called Are You Satisfied? I'll tell you the answer when it's done.
Are you satisfied, really satisfied, with a new love that's come your way? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied, really satisfied, with the love that he gave you today? Are you satisfied? Do you thrill to his kiss as you once did to mine? Is there a chance that you'll regret it and you want me back sometime? Are you satisfied, really satisfied? If you are, then I'll be on my way.
Thank God he didn't stick to singing, or he never would have made it. That is a song. What? There we go. Oh, there we go. I don't know what happened there. That is a song called Are You Satisfied? 1963 on our list of worst songs ever recorded. The artist, Clint Eastwood, everybody. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. It's horrible. We got a few minutes. We got 15 minutes, and I got some songs to get through, so let's keep the list going. You might recognize this great tune.
Tiki bars.
This is a song from a group called The Cheeky Girls. And this is the Cheeky song. I think you get it, right? You guys were like, I was getting comments earlier going, these songs aren't that bad. You didn't think I saved the words for last, right? Of course I did. We're going to, we're not even going to go into a break. I'm going to skip it, and I'm going to go right into this one. A fine cover. See if you can figure out who's doing it.
Dream, dream, dream. Charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 when I feel blue.
From 1981, that is a cover of the Everly Brothers song, All I Have to Do is Dream, being done by Andy Gibb and Victoria Principal. I know, it's bad, right? Yeah, 1981, Andy Gibb, Victoria Principal on our list for worst songs ever recorded. That's right up there. But because it was an Everly Brothers tune, don't be so sure that they're not on the list. They are. Here they are with their song called Ebony Eyes.
Chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my aid.
my ebony eyes was coming to me from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour or two, I would whisper, I do, to my
So again, on our list of the worst songs ever recorded, that is the Everly Brothers and the song called Ebony Eyes.
I went to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, I wonder why 1203 is so late." He said, "Oh, they probably took off late, or they may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and I waited at the gate and I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies as if it were searching for... And then came the announcement over the loudspeaker. Would those having relatives or friends on flight number 1203 please report to the chapel across the street at once?
Then I felt a burn break deep inside, and I knew the heavenly ebony skies had taken my life's most wonderful prize, my beautiful ebony eyes. If I
They can even make a song about dying on an airplane sound all right. That's the Everly Brothers' Ebony Eyes on our list of worst songs ever recorded. Big shout out to Michael Balea, the host of Jukebox Party, who's listening to us right now. Guys, check out his show. It is a lot of fun, a lot of cool oldies and stuff, and he would appreciate it if you did, because he plays some really cool stuff. I like that show a lot. And I recommend it. So there you go. Check it out. It is the Crazy Jay Show. We're taking a look at the really bad songs today, the worst songs ever recorded. We've got a few minutes left and a lot of songs to get through, so some of them I'm not playing in their entirety. I did tell you earlier that Barnes & Barnes made the list twice, not with Fish Heads, but we did play one, Boogie Woogie Amputee. The other one on the list was their song called Party in My Pants. Here's a little taste of it.
There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. Boop, bop, a holla, bop, bop. There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. Boop, bop, a holla, bop, bop.
Just got into town tonight, oh yeah.
Boop, bop, a holla, bop, bop.
Oh, my pants, they fit so tight.
Oh yeah. Party in my pants. Barnes & Barnes right here on The Crazy Jay Show. Here's another song from the collection of worst songs ever made. The artist, his name is Paul Trevolone, I believe is how you pronounce it. And this is an interesting recording. I'm not going to play you all of it because it is pretty lengthy, but here we go.
Hello, sweetheart. Do you know who this is? No. No. It's me. The Biggie. The best worst singer in the world. Never thought I'd turn up in your place, did you? Funny, innit? What? Saucy? Get away. It's a giggle. Here. Listen to this.
Hello, baby. Can you feel the vibrations? Can you feel me? Well, enjoy me. chilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. The wiggle and a wolf and a giggle and a talk.
From 1973, that is Paul Tribbiani and a collection called Bad Vibrations. It's one of those cut-in records where he's making fun of the hits. So check that one out when you got time. You can find it on YouTube and places like that if you don't want to pay for it. I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to pay for it either. Right now, though, we've got Fudd Elmer and The Fool on the Hill.
He's a very
also known as
man.
Roger, Little Roger and the Goosebumps, who brought us Gilligan, Stairway to Heaven, years later.
He's given me tremendous peace of mind. He knows everything.
Swami Salami! If this mindbender can chant up the winning lottery ticket, I'm fooled!
Salami? Where's Salami?
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Now that one is pretty lengthy for a comedy bit. I'll play it for you next week on the show when we have more time, but we are running out of time. I want to get to the last two on the list. This one is from a group called The Tweets. This is called The Birdie Song, kind of a take of the Chicken Dance. I think you'll notice the difference. Now, when I did the review on this to find out why people hated this song so much, basically it was the tweeting of the birds in the song that they didn't care for. So our last song, I'm going to leave you with that one, and we're going to play it in its entirety, and then it's going to go over to Gary Jackson, your host of The Dark Side of the Moon. No, it's not 2 hours of Pink Floyd, but it is 2 hours of progressive rock, and you're going to love that show. You got to check it out. If you haven't been checking it out, you are not paying attention to me. Check it out. And then after that, we've got Tom Seymour coming up with a classic rock rewind. Well, every list I checked for the worst songs ever recorded said this one is positively the worst song. Billboard magazine also said it is the worst song ever recorded. Sad to say, he recently passed away. It's Chuck Berry, everybody, and I leave you with My Ding-a-ling.
We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
Beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
That is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Tell you. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Your parliament out there singing. Oh yeah, yeah. Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby. Oh. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song. Really, I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're going to dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. With my ding-a-ling.